Good afternoon, I'd like to call Congress back to order. Are there any reports of select committees? Congresswoman Edwards?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Bill number ONCA-1701 is an act to restate with amendments the leasing procedures for business, economic development, and public purposes on Osage Nation restricted and trust lands as authorized by helping expedited and advanced responsible tribal home ownership act of 2012, public law 1112-151, July 30th, 2012, codified as 25 U.S.C. Section 415, parentheses H, close parentheses, parentheses Hart Act, close parentheses. Sponsor is R.J. Walker. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Edwards, Buffalo Head, and Mason. You will note in this bill that the capitalization is not the same as the Congress office typically does it. That was because this document was generated by someone other than the Congress. But the committee felt that given the time constraints that we would leave it the way it is. It's not wrong, it's just not the way that the Congress presents its legislation.
I'm sorry, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
So, whose format is it in? No, I just want to know whose format is it in? Who formatted that?
I don't know.
Does the sponsor know? I'm just curious.
Point of order, this is out of, we don't normally do this.
Just letting you know that the capitalization will not be the same. It may be changed when it's codified, but typically we do not capitalize terms after they're stated in the definitions, and in this bill you will see capitalization.
Okay, thank you.
Bill number 1709, an act to repeal ONCA 6100 to reinstate all paid time off, parentheses PTO hours lost due to implementation of ONCA 6100 to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Otto Hamilton, the co-sponsor is Alice Buffalohead. Committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Edwards, Buffalohead, and Mason. Also, ONCA 1710, an act to appropriate the sum of $140,000 to the Restricted Real Property Repurchase Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is William Supernall. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Edwards, Buffalohead, and Mason. Also, ONCA 1711, an act to repeal ONCA 16117 to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with yes votes from Edwards, Buffalohead, and Mason. ONCA 1713 is an act to amend ONCA 1693 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Education Division in the amount of $193,745 and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Edwards, Buffalohead, and Mason. Also, ONCA 1715, an act to amend ONCA 1690.
Oops,
that's not mine. There was one bill that I didn't read out this morning.
I believe you still have to talk about that.
Okay, all right, now. Make sure that one is still out.
Okay. Congressman Shaw.
Madam Speaker, I may have your permission to give a brief report to the members of Congress regarding our current fiscal status. Madam Speaker, members of Congress, this is Chief Redcorn. It's been a moving target, as you would expect, the last day or two, as committee substitutes that have been adopted by committees and reported out of committees, as bills have been filed that may or may not have had the original full or partial amount of a requested tribal appropriation. But as it currently stands, looking at all committee substitutes that have been adopted and reported out, if we were to approve everything as it was earlier today, we would have been over $145,000 over tribal projected revenue. Without, that would be, of course, without using the retained revenue fund or the permanent fund, none of which have been set forth to fund any of the tribal appropriation requests as they currently stand. However, ONCA 1715, when it was filed in the second, contained $183,000 in a tribal appropriation request. And there's a committee substitute that's come forth that has removed that $183,000 request. So with the $183,000 removed from the tribal appropriation request in ONCA 1715, that's land, commerce, and agriculture, that would offset that originally projected $145,147. That was present earlier today. So in sum total, we would not be over appropriating if we were to approve every appropriation request as it currently stands. That includes all tribal appropriation requests as they are currently stand either in a committee substitute or their currently filed form. So I just wanted to bring you up to speed on that so that you would be aware. There is a document that should have been in your packet. It shows the different tribal appropriation requests for the different bills that have been brought before the Congress. And on the back, I mentioned some other scenarios or options if one wanted to widen the gap, because right now we'd only have about $37,000 in unappropriated tribal projected revenue if everything were passed. So I just ask you to look at those options. Option one, that happened. By way of a committee substitute. The two and three are not really required now because we just now became aware of that committee substitute. So I'm happy to report to you that we're within our constitutional mandate that requires us not to appropriate more than our annual projected revenue. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Congressman, for that report. Any reports of standing committees? Congresswoman Buffalo,
thank you, Speaker. Members of Congress, those in attendance. The committee, Government Ops Committee, met regarding resolution number ONCR 1707, a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board rules and regulations governing elections in accordance with the Osage Nation Election Code. The sponsor was myself. Final committee action. No recommendation, voting yes, Buffalo Head, Whitehorn, Supernaw, Tillman, Walker, one absent, Norris. And at this time, I'd like to make a motion to withdraw this piece of legislation.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to withdraw. Discussion?
Discussion. This and the next bill that I'm going to withdraw, I was working with the election board and election supervisor to try and make the code and the rules a little bit better before our next special election. There was some minor confusion. One of the major bill that we were working off of, a red line version, was not the accurate version. And the Attorney General's office, the election board, and myself agree that it needs to be withdrawn at this time and then refiled later.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion passes. ONCR 1707 has been withdrawn.
Thank you. Government Ops met regarding bill number ONCA 1705, an act to amend the election code chapters 1 through 12 to govern the conduct of the Osage Nation elections, including elections for principal chief, assistant principal chief, Osage Nation Congress, elections for the retention of judges, the Osage judiciary, and other elections required by the Constitution and by law, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. Final committee action, no recommendation, with yes votes from Buffalo Head, Whitehorn, Supernaw, Tillman, and Walker, one absent, Norris. And I'd like to make a motion at this time to withdraw this piece of legislation.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
Thank you. Government Ops Sweat regarding Bill Number ONCA 1715 and Act to Amend ONCA 1690, provide a supplemental appropriation to the Land Commerce Agriculture Division in the amount of $335,518 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. The final committee action was do not pass with three yes votes from Buffalo Head, Whitehorn, Supernaw, two no votes, Walker, Tillman.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
Make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 1715 to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, ONCA 1715 is on General Order Day 2. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. Bill Number ONCA 1715, an act to amend ONCA 1690 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Land Commerce and Agricultural Division in the amount of $335,518 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, ONCA 1715 is advanced to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Congressman Whitehorn.
I move for a recess for the purposes of engrossment to the call of the speaker.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to recess to the call of the speaker for the purpose of engrossment. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We're in recess. How long is that going to take? There's no amendments. It should be ready, and then you have that second one, but you've already gone over it, so it should.
15 or 20 minutes?
I would say ish. I think they're pretty ready, so
okay.
If anyone else wants to head back there, then.
We'll be back.
There's 17.
No. 15 is the one you just went over.